ABC Radio Australia.
Well, an online pharmacy registered in Vanuatu has filed a lawsuit in the United States claiming that it's been defrauded by more than $1 million. In-house Pharmacy is one of three plaintiffs who've lodged the case in the in a district court in the US. But the legal claim has actually put a spotlight on the business's operations. US regulators believe In-house Pharmacy is operating illicitly on the internet by selling prescription drugs without the proper checks. Priyanka Srinivasan has this story.
Many consumers are unaware of the risks, as these pharmacies can be illicit, selling medication that is outdated, counterfeit.
Buying medication online might seem like a convenient and cost-effective way to get the drugs you need, but internet pharmacies have caught the attention of global law enforcement agencies and are the target of an ongoing Interpol mission called Operation Pangea. The operation is cracking down on unregulated online pharmacies by dismantling internet payment systems like Visa and MasterCard.
Authorities were able to shut down illicit online pharmacies and disrupt the payment systems used for buying the medicine.
It's part of a global effort to stop the reported 95% of pharmacies that operate illicitly on the internet. One of those appears to be In-house Pharmacy, a business that is part of a company called Pacific Health Limited, which is registered in Vanuatu.
Welcome to In-house Pharmacy. We're sorry, no one is available to take your call. Our pharmacy is based in Vanuatu in the South Pacific, so our time zone will be different to you.
According to its website, In-house Pharmacy sells a number of medications, including antidepressants, hormone therapy, and antibiotics. Usually, these drugs are only accessible with a prescription, but this online business allows customers from across the world to buy the medications without that document. Those lax purchase rules have caught the attention of regulatory groups, including the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. NABP is an international peak body based in the United States that oversees best practices in the pharmaceutical industry. Melissa Madigan is NABP's Policy and Communications Director.
Shipping drugs worldwide, which is against the law because every pharmacy needs to be licensed in the jurisdiction where they're shipping, where their patients are located. And In-house Pharmacy also ships prescriptions without a prescription, which is also a violation.
Despite the questions about how In-house Pharmacy is selling medication online, the business itself is alleging it's been hard done by. In a bizarre development, the three companies, including In-house Pharmacy, have filed a lawsuit in the U.S. state of Utah. The company claims the business between In-house and its customers, Utah Airlines, has stolen $1.4 million from the internet business. In-house is using Utah Airlines because it cannot use mainstream payment services, thanks to Operation Pangea.
Utah Airlines being sued by a handful of companies that operate near New Zealand.
The case is currently before Utah's district courts. In-house Pharmacy and Pacific Health Limited declined to comment, saying they are unable to speak to media while the case is ongoing. Vanuatu's Ministry of Health and its acting principal pharmacist have also declined to comment on In-house Pharmacy. In the meantime, Melissa Madigan from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy says that mainstream financial services do not want to be associated with unregulated online pharmacies.
Having an illegally operating pharmacy as a client for them opens them up to both civil and criminal liability in many jurisdictions. That is the reason that they don't want to have a pharmacy like In-house Pharmacy.
And the Pacific's neighbours are also warning people to be careful about medicine bought online. Chris Campbell, acting president for Australia's Pharmaceutical Society's Queensland branch, says consumers should exercise extreme caution when buying medication online.
I'd be very, very cautious. We have quite strict rules and regulations. One of the great things about being in Australia is that we do have a very strong Therapeutic Goods Administration that lists medication and registered medications. I would be very cautious if I was purchasing something online from an overseas source.